Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Good morning and welcome to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan, Director of Marketing at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. And my co-host and partner in good is with me this morning, Ms. Crystal Clark.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I am lovely. A little cold.
It's cold, but I'm excited for this new year.
Yes. Well, and that's kind of where we're going to be going today.
Right.
Your Power, Your Money is a conversation about how you can take control of your money life. You can find us right here each Friday at 9:06 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3 or check out our podcast content on supertalk.fm. Look for Your Power, Your Money, and you can listen to us anytime, anywhere, which is kind of frightening when you think about it.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Okay, Cristobal, our topic this week, getting a fresh start on your money for 2025.
Okay.
So the economy enters 2025 in reasonably good shape. Low unemployment rate, modest inflation, trend toward declining interest rates, and strong corporate profit growth. So things seem to be going well.
Yeah.
And that's been giving the stock market a lift.
That's right. It's a new year, new you, new plan. Here are some trends and tips to keep in mind for the upcoming weeks. Choose a saving resolution and stick with it. You know, New Year's, everybody's making resolutions. They want to save more money, get
That's
in
right.
the gym, do more family things, take more vacations. But New Year resolutions can provide the motivation you need to improve your financial situation.
So you're saying walk off this weight loss thing and
yes.
plan my money.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Check. I got that. That's one.
Stick to whatever goal, you know, that you're focused on.
Okay. That's a problem, but go ahead.
So, you know, choosing to save more, you can do things like review your insurance policies.
Right.
You can get started on a savings plan, no matter how small. So some people get intimidated, like, okay, I only have $20 to start with. As long as you start, it doesn't matter the amount.
Yeah.
The goal is to grow the savings.
That's
so you
right.
have to start it somewhere.
And we'll talk about later in the show just some tangible ways.
Yes,
you know, put
of
back
course.
A dollar a week, that kind of thing, or $20 a week.
That's right. And we're also going to do starting fresh with new money goals. So
okay.
just look back on last year, see what didn't work for you. And we have to make changes to that. And I also want you to review subscriptions. If you have any things on your phone, if you watch Netflix, you know, things can change. You may not even use those services anymore.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
those things add up. I had something for $20 come out of my account, and I no longer use that. So I went and canceled that on my phone. But people have subscriptions and things that they have and they've forgotten about. So just review those things. That can help. However, putting more money into your savings account, into your emergency savings, is a lot of Americans' goal for this year.
Yep. And you know what? These Americans included,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the most solid and important, you know, practices that,
yeah.
that we teach. It's simple. Instead of trying to make something happen last minute,
mm-hmm.
have a little bit of a plan
mm-hmm.
or budget.
So
I think
we still want you to have that savings, but we want you to have that emergency savings as well.
That's right.
We want you to capitalize on high interest rates. So this may not be for everyone, but, you know, we have CDs out there. And at First Mississippi, we just had some changes to our interest rates on the CD. So you may want to check that out. Go to 1stms.com to view those rates. But that can help you grow your money as well. And also different savings accounts. We have high yield savings that can earn you a little bit more money.
Okay.
And it may be a perfect time, you know, to start that Christmas savings club or that vacation savings club.
So you're trying to get me to plan.
Yes, plan. And plan for the future.
Well, you know, I know some other things coming down the pipe are relief from consumer-friendly banking
mm-hmm.
rule. The CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, did a ruling in December that could help some folks with, you know, fees that are out of control. Now, it's really, you know, it's going to focus more on larger banks that are, you know, $10 billion and above
mm-hmm.
and trying to regulate some of these fees that are out of control, some of the things we're, you know, constantly talking about.
Yeah.
It's akin to the, you know, memberships online where you've got, or subscriptions
mm-hmm.
where you've got this $1.95 or $3.95 or $10.95.
Those things add up.
You've forgotten about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bank critics contend that the charges hit the lower income people hard.
Mm-hmm.
Overdraft fees are really a form of predatory lending, mm-hmm. and aggravates that wealth disparity and the difference between, you know, opportunity and no opportunity. And it also kind of lands on the racial inequity line as well. And according to National Consumer Law Center, some banks, including Capital One, Citibank, Ally, are already eliminating their fees. Mm-hmm. So just kind of watch the space. There's going to be a lot of that.
Some people depend on that overdraft, but then they don't think about, you know, you have this overdraft coverage, but then you're getting charged these fees. So that actually makes whatever you're paying more expensive because you have to add on that extra fee to that.
And a little discipline, a little planning.
A little planning, having that emergency savings, you know, and that regular savings account can help you, you know, with those overdraft fees.
All right. So what else do I need to do?
Plan,
first of the
save.
Year, plan, save. Okay.
All right. And another tip is the tax season is coming. You know, that's just like a holiday around here. So you can use free filing services that are available to you. And I also want to say, if you don't have a financial home, come by and see us at First Mississippi, because an advantage of having a financial home is that you can have your tax refund direct deposited. And so the benefit of having a direct deposit is that you don't have to worry about receiving a check in the mail that could get lost or returned back to the IRS.
And I know the IRS also has a direct file system, but it's only active in something like 12 states, mm-hmm. one of which is not Mississippi. But there are other services out there. But where you're going is get your financial house in order, and we can help you.
We can help you with that.
And I know you've been spending a lot of time with GreenPath.
Yes.
And you'll start to see more of that content come out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a proven way. It's a third party that we work with as a member benefit, but they really do take you on and help you clear this up.
Yes, and they have some awesome services, some free financial counseling as well. To get with GreenPath, just come by First Mississippi and we can make that connection for you. Another tip we have is give yourself a financial declutter. So that means come and get a financial checkup.
You're just trying to get me to come in and do a checkup.
I do.
I know what it is.
I do. I want everyone to come in and start this financial wellness journey.
Yeah. Well, and again, that's one of our core missions for the last couple of years. And a lot of people are doing financial literacy.
Right.
What we want to do is take that to that next step. Our mission is to meet our members where
wherever
they are. And we want to help you achieve your financial goals, help you set some goals. I really do think that's a thing that people miss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want a new iPhone.
Right.
They're not cheap.
They're not cheap.
So, you know.
And even if you finance it, you have to add that into your monthly bill.
It's going to hit your overall cost.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, by the time you get it paid off, if you get it paid off, there's a new phone.
Right, exactly.
So it's, you know, but again, these are the kinds of tips and guidance that we can certainly help you with.
Yes, we can.
So, again, if you're feeling a pinch, it might be time to conduct a thorough review of your spending habits.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we want to help you with that at First Mississippi. Let's take a break here, though. And when we come back, we'll talk more about getting a head start on the new year. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us. Hey, this is Jerome Trahan, host of Your Power, Your Money, right here on 103.3 Super Talk Meridian each Friday at 9:06 a.m. This is radio that educates and empowers our community to understand their money. Real conversations that we can all relate to about taking control of our money live. Join me, Jerome Trahan, right here on Your Power, Your Money, brought to you by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. You can join us each week or download the Super Talk Mississippi app to live stream our show anytime or listen to our podcast series on the Super Talk Mississippi website. All right. Welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan. And with me, of course, is my secret weapon, although it's not really a secret.
It's not a secret anymore.
It's not a secret anymore. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money, brought to you by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. Okay, let's jump back into this. We're talking about a new year and really a new opportunity. You know, financial wellness. Well, yeah, financial wellness is all about being really just aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know I've been there and probably there now, but, you know, I get a paycheck and I hope that's going to do it.
Right.
But the real way is take those, you know, the amount of income you have, both you and your spouse or you by yourself, whatever, and, you know, block all that stuff out.
Yes. Go make you a list. See what expenses you have that you have to take care of, and then see what you have left over and what you can apply to your savings account. So 2025, we want everybody to go into this with an open mind, and let us help you to your journey to financial wellness.
And it's, you know, it can come in stages, and it's going to mm-hmm. be scalable, mm-hmm. as we talked about. You start saving money. Well, I don't have enough money to save. I'm right. paying my bills, and that's good
but
if I can get that.
Something. It's something that you can
well,
do
I think
to
your
back
point,
on, yeah.
no matter how small, mm-hmm. it is going to add up. That's science. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you hear people that put a quarter in a big jar every yeah, I'm making up new words yeah. today. That's helpful. they put it in a drawer, mm-hmm. and, you know, a year later, they've got a couple thousand dollars.
You're right about that. And I think that goes to looking at the big picture. They're not concerned that, okay, it's just a quarter today, but they know in a year or two, this thing is going to be filled up and it's going to help me meet my goal.
That's right.
So it's not about, you know, how much you're putting in there. It's just being consistent with it.
And I think it's a discipline point,
it
too.
Is.
The minute you start doing that, mm-hmm. oh, wait, I got to do that today, mm-mm. right? Good habits, right? Well, okay, with the arrival of the new year, you might be reflecting on some financial goals like we were just talking. So whether you're saving to move out of your parents' house or maybe pay off student loan debt or buy a car or jump into home ownership, mm-hmm. making financial resolutions can help you stay motivated, according to consumer experts. And I think I'm going to take that one on. You know, instead of this, I'm going to walk around the block every day because it's January mm-hmm. and then die in the cold. maybe saving a little money and get a nice gym membership.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You see where I went with that?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Entering a new year doesn't erase all your financial challenges from the prior year,
no.
but it really can help bring a fresh start mentally, which we've talked a lot about the mental well-being aspect of the whole
right.
thing,
because it goes hand in hand. And I think this time is like the perfect time to start your Christmas club. And you can come by one of our branches. We have a location in Quitman, Mississippi, and mm-hmm. also in Meridian, downtown Meridian, and to get signed up by next year, if you start saving, you know, we offer things like the Christmas club, the loan. You may not have to get that. If you start off with just $5 a day, if you save that for a year, you'll have $1,000.
Yep.
And that will take the ease off, okay, I don't have to get this loan. I don't have to make these payments back. I've already saved up enough myself to take care of Christmas this year. So I love the idea of a Christmas club. And it just gives you can visually see, like, okay, if I have to buy these gifts, I know I need to save up this amount of money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can see it.
Well, it's not the ostrich method,
right.
which I've done for a long time.
I'm glad you're out of that method.
You stick your head in the ground and it'll be okay. Well, guess what?
It's not going to be worse.
Going to be okay. So the point we're making here is change your relationship with money.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how you currently deal with those finances, mm-hmm. exactly what we're talking about, what's good, what's bad, what you can improve mostly. So let this be the year you change that relationship with your money, and it can start with the financial checkup. And y'all, I'm just going to tell you, Crystal asked me every other day, did you start a Christmas club? Did you start a Christmas club? And, you know, so we want to do that with everybody. We want to help nudge you into some better habits.
Yes.
And it's baby steps.
Baby steps.
Which is what my wife used to tell me when we were dating.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't believe them then, but I do believe them now.
Well, I'm glad. You know? Ms. Trahan, you're doing some good things.
That's right. She loves it when we talk about her. Okay. If you feel like money is a chore, though, there's no shame in surrounding that topic of money with some knowledge, mm-hmm. right? You know, some people think they were born bad at being, you know, bad at money.
No.
And that's not the case at all. And plus, what it does for you mentally mm-hmm. is just incredible. I know this year I had a Christmas club because I was pressured. Help
Good.
Me. And, you know, it made Christmas a lot better.
Right.
As if that's a
thing. It was nicer that you saw this account and you know this is just for Christmas. This is for my gifts, for my grandkids, my spouse. And you have that freedom, you know, to go out and make those purchases instead of being like, oh, I got to come up with $100 for this gift. I'm stressed out. That kind of takes away from the joy and happiness from Christmas.
Well, that's right. And you know, according to financial experts, to adjust your approach, Those guys recommend viewing your money goals as opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine yourself, you know, in the desired lifestyle that you're working toward in the future. But they also recommend asking a question like, well, what did I do in my 30s? What did that look like? What did I do in my 40s?
Right.
What did I do in my 20s? I guess we forgot that.
You learn right? from your mistakes.
That's
you
right.
do better.
But using your money as a way to get to where you want to go.
And the key to that is to forgive yourself for mistakes you made in the past and to go into this new year motivated and excited for change. Know your why when you're setting your financial resolutions for 2025. It's important to know why of each of these goals. If you attach the financial goal to a bigger life goal, it is much more motivating and you're more likely to continue on that path. Whether you're saving to buy a house, pay off credit card debt, or take a summer vacation, being clear about the goal can help you, can keep you motivated.
It is about motivation.
It is.
I mean, it truly is, and it's that simple. It's because being aware of where your power or your money, mm-hmm. see what I did there, really lies.
Having that control over your money.
That's right.
And experts also recommend using a tool to help you keep track of your finances, such as an app. We have that at First Mississippi.
Yep, we do.
A spreadsheet or a website. But always...
budget, budget, budget.
The Beyonce of budget.
Again, I feel like I'm being pressured here. So after 3 years of inflation, your pay increases are likely still playing catch up to your money mm-hmm. and your expenses, right? Leaving you wondering, well... where is all the money going?
Right.
And that is true. I do feel that way. Mm-hmm. And again, if you're not a newsie and you're watching the news and reading the paper and really dialed into what's happening, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you realize it starts to cost more money.
Yes, it does.
You know, bacon, bread, milk, all those
eggs,
kind of thing.
Butter.
Now, if this weather comes in, don't be trying to get bread and milk.
Oh, gosh. That's, paper towel, tissue.
That's right. And I'm old school from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I mean, masking tape mm-hmm. used to be the deal, and plywood, because you were taping up your windows.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little, you know, history mm-hmm. there. So calibrate your spending using this budget. With your income and any month that you spend less than budgeted, transfer that difference into the savings account.
Right.
Ideally, a high-yield savings account, the kind of thing that you can find at the credit union mm-hmm. or your financial institution. So I know there's another piece to that. It is pay down outstanding debt.
Interest rates aren't likely to come down very fast, so you're still going to have to put in the hard work of paying down debt, especially high-cost credit card debt, and do so with urgency. Start back by taking stock of how much debt you have now and relative to the beginning of 2024. So that just means that going down and breaking down your bills and expenses, seeing what do you have to pay, how much debt do you have.
And you know, I'll tell you what I've learned. It is scary. Mm-hmm. The proposition of, you know, okay, here are all of my expenses. But we know the Ramsey Foundation, who we get our curriculum from, really trains those four walls, mm-hmm. you know, food, lodging, shelter, and transportation. Those are the main things. And once you've covered those, then you start to save, put a little bit aside, and then you can, you know, jump into a little more fun. Although I will say having food, transportation, and walls, you know, kind of important.
Very
and
much
and
important.
Sort of fun, right?
Okay, so hopefully you're making progress on paying down your debt.
Yep.
But if you're going in one direction, Mr. McBride encourages making a game plan. That includes looking to 0% balance transfer offers. So this is one thing that we do offer at the credit union. We do offer credit card, Visa credit cards. And with those, you can have a balance transfer. So say if you have a credit card with Capital One,
right.
and you have a high balance on that, you can transfer that balance to your new credit card at First Mississippi that offers you a 0% interest rate for a certain time period. So instead of getting, you know, that extra charges for not paying, you know, your total off,
right.
you can transfer that and you can make your payments and it'll go towards your total. So it'll help you pay down that debt faster.
And again, this is that awareness we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Really, you know, you can shop rates.
Yeah.
You're not going to beat that 0%.
That's amazing.
That
really
is amazing. But it is a method or a means to an end to help you restructure mm-hmm. your money life. And it just makes so much sense. Now, you're also looking at interest rates,
right?
And playing that game. And again, if you're not a very savvy money person, that's okay. You have a building full of experts at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union who want to help you, who have been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us have actually driven the struggle bus.
Right.
So that's why we encourage you to come, you know, if you're not a member, become a member. But let us see if we can help you find that right path.
And again, it's a judgment-free zone. So like Jerome said, we've either been there ourselves or going through it ourselves. So we know exactly, you know, what it feels like and what it takes to get out of that situation.
That's right. with it?
But we also, you know, we offer debt consolidation. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have the answers to your question, we can also get you to our partners at Green Path, who we talk a lot about.
Right.
They do financial counseling and debt consolidation as well.
That's right. And they back it up with data.
Yeah.
So it's not like, hey, here's a brochure, read it and you'll be better. No, mm-hmm. they really curate your particular situation and help you get through it.
Did you know that you have control over your credit card interest?
I did not.
You have more power over your credit card interest rates than you think you do. This is according to Matt. Help me out with that last name. Schultz.
Yes. Schultz. One of our experts. I like to take their names out and just call them experts or whatever, but mm-hmm. I felt like his point was pretty solid.
So I know that, you know, with your credit card, you always have that opportunity to call and talk to them and discuss those rates and see what you do qualify for, because things change. Mm-hmm. So just having that relationship with that company, again, come by First Mississippi and ask us about our credit cards and see what we can do for you there.
All right. And then setting realistic goals, practical goals, mm-hmm. things that are attainable.
Long and short-term goals.
They give you that positive, you know, win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I paid off this bill. I've just been, you know, paying the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can help you strategize on how to attack those things. And, you know, you pay the highest one off first and then roll to the next
one.
Like
the snowball method.
The snowball method, uh-huh. which you can find on First Mississippi Federal Credit Union's website.
And our Facebook page.
So it really and truly is a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
All right, well, let's pause one more time, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation on Your Power, Your Money. Stay with us. Hey, this is Jerome Trahan, host of Your Power, Your Money, right here on 103.3 Super Talk Meridian each Friday at 9:06 a.m. This is radio that educates and empowers our community to understand their money. Real conversations that we can all relate to about taking control of our money live. Join me, Jerome Trahan, right here on Your Power, Your Money, brought to you by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. You can join us each week or download the Super Talk Mississippi app to live stream our show anytime or listen to our podcast series on the Super Talk Mississippi website. All right. Welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Jerome Trahan. My right-hand woman, Miss Crystal Clark,
yes.
is doling out the knowledge,
mm-hmm,
people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's review what we've talked about.
Okay.
So we started out with this time of year, great time to maybe get that Christmas club.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a little sneaky piece. You put that in for Christmas club. That's the function.
Right.
Right. But at the end of the year, if you've done really well, you may find some extra money. Then,
yeah.
guess what? You got a big chunk of money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, a chunk of money, depending on what
depending
you put
in.
Depending
on the chunk size.
Right, right. It depends on your chunk size. But then, guess what? That can become your emergency fund.
That's right.
And again, those four walls are the things that we should focus on. Then entertainment, all these other things need to come second.
Mm-hmm.
And that really should be the priority. And I do
right.
think that's where people, you know, that maybe don't have the fluid income. I've always said, well, it's really easy to save money when you have money.
Right.
Right. So that hadn't changed. So we know that budgeting and planning is the key.
Right. And that's our goal for 2025. We want to make sure that our community, our membership, you know, has that knowledge to save and is comfortable and has that relationship with their credit union. So we want to be your credit union here at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union.
That's right.
So come and see us. We have some exciting things coming up. We have a webinar.
I was going to mention that. So Green Path is a membership benefit.
Yes.
They are accessible through the First Mississippi website.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see
phone.
Some on social media, but they also do have a phone mm-hmm. function. They basically want to provide you with this kind of helpful information, but in their case, they will really take you on, help you consolidate that debt at mm-hmm. the lowest, you know, rates possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've reached that goal, you know, and they hand them back to us and say, hey, here's a new person altogether.
Yes.
Jerome 2.75 8.9.
I love it. So on
budget
January,
plans. Wait a minute. What date is that? Thank you.
So the webinar is going to be on Wednesday, January the 22nd. And it's going to be a pass down prosperity. So passing down generational wealth,
mm-hmm.
money and asset passed down through families is vital for a strong community. However, many barriers, including race, gender and income, keep people caught up in a cycle of debt, preventing them from creating a lasting financial legacy.
And it really comes down to that generational wealth gap mm-hmm. that we talk about. You know, plenty of people who are out there working hard, working multiple jobs, and making ends meet. But with a little bit of planning, a little bit of help, and a little bit of love from your financial institution, we can help you get over those things and really set some new goals. But this Green Path webinar, I mean, you'll be able to see it on our social media. Truly, it is a member benefit, and people have access to it 24/7 when they're a member. So we encourage you to come be a member at First Mississippi so we can help you with these things. And again, I think, you know, budget. I've got it. I have the T-shirt. I'm frightened about not budgeting. But budgeting needs to have goals. And that could be, you know, I don't know, structuring your bills in a way that you can eliminate debt, maybe have less of a anxiety attack every time you, you know, hit the end of the month and you're trying to get your bills paid. But goals are a key part to making your budget work for you.
Right. It's like your stepping stone. It shows you what progress you're making to get that, to achieve your goal.
And you know, again, this particular webinar, which if you're listening to us, you know, on the podcast side, and it may, maybe the dates aren't matching up and it's April, that content is still going to be there.
It's still going to be there. And what it really is going to consist of is it's going to show you how repaying your debt can help you start building wealth, how generational wealth is created and passed down, and how you can use ownership to build, home ownership to build generational wealth.
It blows me away. The number of people that have never owned a home. And I 100% get it. You know,
it's not for everyone, but for those who want to own a home, we want to be able to give you this useful information. You know, you may be able to use it to your benefit. Well, I know you'll be able to use it to your benefit.
Real property like that is going to grow in value, hopefully. You improve it. You clean it up. You work it. It becomes something of a nest egg. Now, not that you want to sell the place you live that you've, you know, crafted into this beautiful home, but you could.
And make a pretty good profit.
Well, this has been good.
Yes,
I mean, new year, new you.
New year, new you, new goals.
Your power, your money is all about that. So, well, you know, Crystal, I'm going to let you take it out for today again.
Well, that's all we have time for today, folks. Thank you for joining us on Your Power, Your Money. Join us each week at 9:05 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3 FM or go to supertalk.fm. Search Your Power, Your Money and listen to us anytime.
Anytime.
Remember,
anywhere.
You can catch me, the Beyonce of budgeting,
on
WTOK every Friday for Financial Fitness Friday and learn even more about taking control of your money. From the entire family at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. Thank you for listening to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Crystal Clark and my shadow, Mr. Jerome Trahan.
That's me.
We thank you for listening.
Thank you, folks. Join
Have
us
a great
each
weekend.
Week. Thank you.
Talk Mississippi Media Production.